Hi, this is Lori Kahn, your host of Om at Home, and thanks for listening to my podcast on KX93.5. I invite you to listen to more music and talk programming from our grassroots nonprofit radio station from anywhere in the world using our smartphone apps or via kx93.5.com/listen. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about meditation, coaching, and other good stuff. So, this morning, we're going to be talking about a metta practice. That's M-E-T-T-A, metta practice. And metta is a Pali word for unconditional friendliness. It's from a form of Buddhist meditation called the Theravada tradition, where you offer benevolent wishes to others, like may you be free from pain or may you be happy. And the big idea behind metta is in how we treat others. But the traditional path of metta in meditation first is in how we treat ourselves. Are we nice? Are we friendly? Are we unconditional with ourselves when our minds wander during meditation, or we get hooked into an argument, or we fly off in a rage? I mean, what thoughts and anger or regret do we run over and over in our minds, beating ourselves up for our bad behavior? So metta is meant to neutralize that anger and bring us back to the soft, kind heart that we more naturally use towards others rather than ourselves. When we learn to turn our kindness and gentleness on ourselves, then we create a source to draw from when we're being kind and gentle with others. There's other common descriptions of metta like goodwill, kindness, active interest, and even love without clinging. So when we practice metta, we begin with ourselves. For example, we might say, may I be free from drama, or may I be happy and at ease. And then when we get comfortable repeating that towards ourselves, we can think of a loved one and send them wishes like, may you be free from suffering, or may you be well and happy. And then it starts to get more challenging as we open ourselves up to offering these wishes to those people we have a problem with. And then finally to all beings everywhere, which isn't as difficult, I think. So metta symbolizes friendship and nonviolence. It's a strong wish for the happiness of others. And there's less obvious qualities like showing patience and receptivity or appreciation. The practice includes reciting specific words and phrases in order to evoke a boundless, warm-hearted feeling. One special technique involves simply experiencing the feeling of caring for another person and not doing anything else. And Richard Davidson's research shows that metta can induce changes in the temporoparietal lobe. I mean, this means we can actually change our brains with kind thoughts and words. In psychological studies, benevolence meditation, which is also known as metta, can impact health and increase even a feeling of social connectedness. It can boost positive emotions and a sense of well-being in life. One way it is shown is by experiencing joy in other people's happiness. And it's also considered a good way to calm down a distraught mind and an antidote to anger. So why not try it? The next time someone does something that makes you really mad, you can silently repeat some words like, may I be free from anger and may you be free from anger, and then see how this feels. So for today's practice, we're going to try some meta phrases. First for ourselves, then thinking of someone we care about, then thinking about someone we aren't so crazy about, and then out into the world. So go ahead and find a comfortable position and let's practice some meta together. Start out by allowing your back to lengthen, your spine to extend through the crown of your head. And if you'd like, you can have your back supported, sitting against a chair or a cushion or a couch, doesn't matter. It's important to be comfortable, but to be sitting up, awake, and alert. Allow your hands to rest in your lap. And begin with three deep breaths, in through the nose, and blowing as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Two more times. Inhale deeply and blow nice and slow. Last one. And now allow your breath to go in and out of your nose, just noticing the breath and allowing the mind to start to really focus on the breathing. And here you can say, breathing in as you inhale, and breathing out silently to yourself, of course, as you breathe back out. Inhaling, saying, breathing in, and exhaling, saying, breathing out. And you can use this anytime in any meditation to help you focus on the moment. Then we're going to scan the body a little just so we can settle in a little bit more deeply and really relax and be present. So move your mind into your feet, feeling your feet. And as you do that, you move the energy and intention up into your ankles, and then into your shins and your calves, up into your knees, into your thighs, letting your legs be heavy, and let them support you. And then move into your hips, the floor of your pelvis, the low back and low belly, softening from the inside out. Moving into the ribs and the sides of the body, the middle back, noticing the diaphragm expand and contract with each breath. And then moving into the chest and under the armpits, feeling the tips of the shoulder blades slide down the back and tuck in, allowing the heart to move forward and rise. A collarbone spread wide and the shoulders drop, lowering the chin slightly and letting your teeth be parted. Eyes roll down. Face is soft, scalp is soft, and the crown of your head stretches up towards the sky. Good. Now you're present in your body. You can go back and name a breath or two. Breathing in and breathing out. And we're going to start our metta practice with ourselves first. So I'm going to offer one phrase, and if you can find something else you'd rather say, that's fine. But you take a nice deep breath and you say silently to yourself, may I be happy and at ease. May I be happy and at ease. And you're going to repeat this for the next few minutes when I'll come back and we'll go on to the next thing. May I be happy and at ease. Good. Now you're going to think of a friend or a family member that you feel connected to, and you're going to send them kind wishes from the heart. And you're going to offer them metta by saying silently, may you be happy and healthy. May you be happy and healthy. And just keep repeating this for a few minutes. Great. Now you're going to think of someone that you have some difficulty with. And repeat silently to yourself, may you be free from difficulties and suffering. May you be free from difficulties and suffering. If there's something else kind-hearted that you'd like to say, go ahead and repeat it silently to yourself over and over again as part of your practice.
Thank you.
Nice. Now, finally, allow your heart and your mind to expand out to include your neighborhood, your city, your state, melting across the country, connecting to the seas, around the globe, really extending your heart, and repeating the phrase to yourself silently, may all beings be peaceful. May all beings be peaceful. And repeating this until we're finished, and I'll let you know. begin to deepen your breath. Allow yourself to notice how you're feeling. Reconnecting with the breaths if you've gotten distracted. Reacquainting yourself with your body. The softening and the lengthening. The letting go. And then bring your breath into the base of your spine. And slowly inhale up your back to the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of the spine. Good. Two more times. Inhaling up the back. And exhaling down the front. Good. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me, and I wish you peace and happiness and ease along your day today.